If saving more and spending less is one of your top goals for 2023, why are you still paying insane amounts of money every month for your phone bill? Switching to Mint Mobile is the easiest way to save this year, as the first company to sell premium wireless service online only. Mint Mobile lets you order from home and save you a ton with phone plans starting at just $15 a month. I saw the commercials with Ryan Reynolds and I was like, I'll give it a go. My service sucks here anyways with AT&T, so I switched. It's been pretty easy over there. For people looking for extra savings this year, Mint Mobile offers premium wireless for just $15 a month by going online only and eliminating the traditional cost of retail. Mint Mobile passes significant savings to you. All plans come with unlimited talk and text, plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and switch easily in minutes with eSIM. Switch to Mint Mobile and get premium wireless service starting at just $15 a month. To get your new wireless service plan for just $15 a month and get the plan shipped to your door for free, go to mintmobile.com/drinkingbros. That is mintmobile.com/drinkingbros. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/drinkingbros.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to the Monday Morning Recap, everybody. Brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles your first deposits all the way up to $1,000. You can bet with us or against us over there. And if you feel like using ChatGPT after last week's episode, feel free. Yeah, because we won. We won. We won all the things with ChatGPT.
We are the champions.
My friends. Except for Delco. Delco lost every single bet this weekend in both sports.
Retiring.
Did you bet NBA at all, too?
I did. I kind of saved it.
That was the best bet, actually. This was the best bet of all.
Yeah.
Who did you take, and what was it?
Well, I mean, I won a couple times with the UFC fights before the Max fight.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a little bit of a bankroll.
Sure.
Then I put some money on Matthew Fitzpatrick in spite of you.
Oh, did you really?
Because Jordan
did you take
was
a live
there.
Line on yeah, on yeah. On Sunday.
Sunday, yeah. Okay. So Jordan was right there.
Uh-huh.
Xander was right there.
Yeah.
Cantley was right there.
Yep.
So three guys you picked. I'm like, I'm gonna bet on Fitzpatrick as a spite play.
Yeah,
that panned out.
I can't believe it.
And then I took all that money because I was feeling good.
Sure.
And I went Bucks live line.
Oof! How'd that turn out?
Not well.
All right.
I had not realized Giannis got hurt.
Ah, yeah. He's the whole team over there.
Yeah.
Same with John Morant for Memphis, and he is also going to be out.
So we're retired for the week.
Yeah. It's going to be all ChatGPT bets on golf for you this week, right?
Yeah. I already put it in.
Oh, you did?
It already spit out the favorite. So I'm like, ah, fuck.
Oh, the favorite of the tournament?
Because the Zurich Classic, it's the team event.
Okay.
It's in New Orleans.
All right.
And it spit out Xander.
Xander Schauffele?
Xander and Cantlay.
Okay.
So they're the favorite. They're 3-1.
Yeah. That's not great.
We got to do better than that.
That's
yeah.
not great. Snoozy on that one. But we'll start with the NFL today. Jalen Hurts got the bag. Called this a while ago. I said that he would get $50 million a year. Actually came in at $51 million a year. Hurts has agreed to a $255 million deal. And that is for 5 years, mm-hmm. including a $179 million guarantee on that one. It's the largest contract in terms of average annual value in the NFL, also in the history of the NFL. Deshaun Watson's $230 million contract signed last year with Cleveland, which is fully guaranteed, is still the biggest in terms of guaranteed money. But that was a horrific deal, and clearly that is reshaping the NFL quarterback market right now. As soon as this was announced, obviously everything went to Lamar Jackson. Does he sign now that we have?
Dove Kleinman reported this morning, and I think it was repeated on Pat McAfee's show that he got a $200 million guaranteed offer.
Okay,
I don't know what the total is, but $200 million of the offer was guaranteed.
I imagine it's probably in this 250 range here with 200 guaranteed.
Probably, yeah.
Would he not take that? Like,
I think he would take that. Why not?
You have to. I mean, at this point, it's been so long since that deal has drug out. Mm-hmm. Why risk it? Especially with the way he plays and injuries and everything else.
Yeah.
Take the fucking money.
I would take that. I think that's a pretty decent face saving move for the Ravens. Unfortunately, it kind of hamstrings them as an organization.
Yeah.
Now, I think Philly can work their way out of this because they still have a bunch of dudes under contract for the next few years. And what
we're good till like 2026.
Yeah. What will probably happen is he'll play on this contract for 3 years and they'll restructure in 26, 27 timeframe. That'd be my guess. If that, and look, that's, unless the NFL fucking salary cap goes up if TV revenue comes up. And they've been on the climb, right?
And so it will.
It's going to go up. Yeah. So this may be, even for the Eagles, this may be a good long-term contract for them.
Because
Jalen Hurts is the top five quarterback in the NFL right now. 100%.
Any long-term contract is a deal like 2 years after it's signed, right?
Because it sets the market.
Yeah, because everything after that is going to be more. So
especially the NFL, because there's no 6 to 10 year, 13 year contract like you see in fucking baseball and shit. That NBA and NFL don't do that bullshit. It's 5 year deals.
The only contract that's over like 6 years, I think, is Mahomes.
Yeah, he's 10, 450.
Yeah, he signed like a lifetime deal or some shit.
Why not?
Which was smart on the Chiefs' part.
But nobody expects that. There are no players, Lamar Jackson, that wasn't a contention. The number of years was never in play.
Right.
It was always the money.
I think Josh Allen has 6 years, but that's like the highest.
Yeah.
Like 4 or 5.
Well, it's not really, you can't really give a 10-year contract in a sport where like you're being.
Yeah, your average, your average lifespan of an NFL player is 3 years. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I understand it.
Even with a protected player, like a quarterback, like can you imagine if they had given Tua like a fucking 7-year deal or something and then his head exploded?
Oh boy.
Like just fucking, he gets
it's not off the table.
No,
we'll see what happens there. But, you know, immediately everybody was talking about who's the next to go, because if Jalen Hurts is getting $51 million a year, how much is Joe Burrow going to get? I mean, he's up for it, too, coming up here. I mean, what are you, 60?
Maybe.
Does that guy go for 55 or 60?
I mean, Burrow, I think, is he's going to get paid one way or another. The style of play, if they can protect him, it lends itself to a longer career as well. So if I'm him, I'm probably not as concerned with getting the bag at 25, 26 like Lamar Jackson is, because he knows his clock is fucking running, right?
Yeah.
So I think I wouldn't be surprised to see Burrow go even 1 year on the fucking franchise tag just to give the team a little fucking leeway, because he's a winner.
Yeah.
You can tell just even the way the guy behaved in college and shit, he wants to fucking win. Everybody wants to get paid and shit, but he's Joe Burrow. He's going to get paid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think he wants to win. I'm not sure I feel that way about Lamar Jackson. I think it's because the Ravens haven't done shit to help him, and he doesn't see it coming either. Because do you? Does anybody feel like the Ravens are going to go out now after he signs this deal if it happens?
Didn't they sign Odell?
Yeah, they signed Odell, but it's for 1 year, and we don't know
only sign Odell for 1 year.
I agree, but we don't know what his
fucking $15 million.
I know, and we don't know what his health is, because he hasn't played in a year and a half now. Close to the Super Bowl.
But they also traded his best friend and top receiver away, right?
Correct. Hollywood
Brown a couple years ago.
Yep.
And they've made it a point to only go after defense in the first round and running backs in the second round.
And they have some decent pieces. So J.K. Dobbins, if he's healthy, is great. He's a great running back. You've got OBJ. You got Andrews at tight end. He's fucking fantastic. Mm. They do have some pieces.
Yeah.
You know, they need a receiver in the first round of this. So I think they should sign Lamar. Get another receiver in the first round to pair up with OBJ.
Well, if they sign Lamar, they can franchise somebody else, right?
Right.
Which means they can offset a little bit of salary that way, because it gets capped differently. So
their defense is always, you know, pretty solid. I don't know what would be holding this up at this point now. I mean, he is his own agent, and that's not great.
Well, but here's what's holding it up. They probably made him that offer today sometime, and now he's got to go find a fucking attorney to read the contract, because he can't do it.
That's true.
None of us could do that job.
Right.
That's why you don't represent yourself.
We send every contract to an attorney. Correct.
Even though he doesn't have an agent, he definitely has to send this off to somebody that understands the legal part of it.
Yes.
100%. Yeah. I don't think the team would allow him to sign something without, because that would be gross negligence on their part as well.
Yeah.
I probably by the end of the week, he signed, you would think, because next week's a draft, right?
You hope. I mean, shit, it really, you know, does affect your draft. And, you know, same with Aaron Rodgers. So on the Rodgers sitch, I know you were talking about June 15th. Mm-hmm. The problem with it is it will affect the Jets' draft picks this season. So they've got to get this deal done by the draft on their side. And I don't know what the fuck's going to happen with that, because I haven't heard a goddamn word out of anybody.
If I'm the Packers, there's no fucking way I do that.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me look it up.
I wouldn't either. I wouldn't go out of my way to help Aaron Rodgers at all at this point.
No.
He's such an asshole. Like, who cares? Who cares? Herbert is also next up on this list. God knows what he's going to get there.
It's June 1st. So
that's a ways away.
Instead of his dead cap being 40.3 million, if the Packers trade him right now, they got 40.3 million in dead cap on their payroll mm-hmm. for this year. If they trade him after June 1st instead of before it, then that 40.3 gets split up into the next two seasons, so this year and next year.
So let me ask you this. Can they make a trade for next year's picks before this draft and then have that go into place on June 1st? If they don't, if
for
they're
next
not
year's
using,
picks, yeah.
Okay. So maybe that's
but
what
it wouldn't
they
be
do.
This year. I mean,
okay.
I think the Packers wanted... It's the ball's in their court. Do they want the Jets picks this year or next year? And is it worth getting the first round pick this year and the next 2 years or however many they get for carrying 40.3 million in dead cap space this year? And the real question is, do they think they're going to be competitive this year? Does anybody think they're going to be competitive this year? Because the last good receiver they had, Lazard, is gone now to the Jets, mm-hmm. right? They don't have any receivers anymore except for old broken down dudes.
Christian Watson's still there. He had a decent rookie year at the end, but I think it's only because Aaron Rodgers was his quarterback, to be honest with you.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to have Jordan Love and one guy that's a fucking mid-second round receiver probably. And they've got a good run game. They've got a pretty decent defense, but do you punt on this year? I mean, if they want the draft pick for this year and they've got their eye on somebody that's in that fucking range for that pick, maybe they pull the trigger, but I think that if they were going to do that, they would have done it already, right?
Yeah.
Why would they have waited this long?
I don't know. It's an interesting case.
And is there anybody in the draft this year that would be... Where are the Jets picking? What's the Jets' first round pick?
They just missed the playoffs or something.
Yeah, it's probably like 15 or 16 or some shit.
Let's see here. Let's see the picks. The PX here for the draft.
They're 13.
13, yeah.
So is there anybody in the top 13 that you would be willing to draft and carry an additional $20 million in dead cap space for this season?
No. And what I've read, at least the latest, and take it for what it's worth, I guess, is to get homeboy more weapons there. Jordan Love is, they were looking at that Mayer kid, the tight end for Notre Dame at 13.
He's fucking good. There's three really good tight ends in the draft this year.
Dalton Kincaid is fucking great.
But he's not going to be around. I think he's going to go in the top 10, to be honest.
Three might go in the first round with Schoonmaker out of Michigan. He's great when he's healthy. So we'll see what happens there. But as an Eagles fan, are you happy about this, Delco?
Yeah, you pay your man.
Okay.
What are we going to do better? Probably not.
All right.
Just pay the tax.
And this is your quarterback for the next 5 years. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Cool.
If only we had one.
Look. I'll still stand by this. I don't think he ever wins the Super Bowl. That's just
it was
me
totally
personally.
His fault, right? That we lost.
It was not.
It's crazy, right?
But you played a team with no superstars except for Mahomes
except
himself.
Except for the superstar.
The greatest of all time.
On one leg.
Eventually.
He had one leg. That guy had one leg in that game.
And he also outran half our front seven.
It's fucking nuts, isn't it?
Also, like, what, probably at this point a top five all-time NFL coach?
And probably...
Who will eventually be the
greatest tight end of all time.
Yeah, Kelsey, I would guess, is the future GOAT tight end.
But besides those two, what's really impressive about that team, and I'll take this a step further, I really want them to get DeAndre Hopkins because I want to see what Mahomes does.
It's more impressive than the greatest quarterback in the league. I don't know. What else do you need?
No, I mean, but to beat a team on one leg, and it's not like he had that great of a game either. I think he only had 168 yards passing.
Didn't have like an amazing game.
We didn't stop him in the second half, so
yeah, he was much. I mean, in the first half, Hurts completely outperformed Mahomes. Like, it wasn't even close. And then Mahomes just,
Well, what was it? The defense fell apart.
Yeah, we didn't get a stop.
Okay,
we couldn't stop them.
Yeah, because Hurts did have that the scoop and score.
He fumbled. Yeah, that was the first half though.
Okay,
it was. Yeah, that kept Kansas City in the game basically.
Yeah, for me, I think the Eagles don't have a choice here. You got a guy, you went to the Super Bowl, we'll find out what happens later on, but I don't think in this quarterback, any of these top four guys are probably better or going to be better. Do you guys?
No. And honestly, like,
you got CJ Stroud, you got Bryce Young, you got Will Levis, and then Richardson, who is a completely fucking unknown at that point.
I think Richardson's going to be good.
Do you?
I do.
Okay.
I think he's going to be real good.
It's scary. That could be such a bust.
It could be, or the greatest thing of all time.
Yeah.
Who knows? And do you just let him run, I guess? I don't even know.
Check it out. What if he's mediocre? What if he's just average?
Well, like Trey Lance or somebody like that? Then you're fucked.
Like Baker, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, hey, but then you're fucked because you wasted your top four pick on one of these guys. And
Do you think Richardson, he's starting to like lose favor with everybody? He might fall out of the top eight.
I don't think so. I think he's there. If he's there, as a Falcons fan at eight, I would rather take a flyer on him for sure. Desmond Ritter's not your fucking quarterback in the future.
Yeah, why wouldn't you take Richardson at eight?
I agree. But the Falcons seem pretty goddamn content on Desmond Ritter for whatever fucking reason. But shit, man, if he's there at eight, I would love to, as a fan, I would love to see what happens. I think it's worth it, but we'll see. We'll switch on over to college football. Over the weekend was a lot of spring games around the nation, in particular one here at the old University of Texas. Turns out there is no quarterback debate after their spring game. Arch Manning didn't look great on Saturday. So
yeah, he's not going to because he's not good.
You don't think he's good?
He's a three-star recruit. And that's how much of that is just based on the fucking last name?
It's his name.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. I mean, he, you know, he's in a good program.
He went to like a wasn't he like a two-way school or something?
Yeah, a tiny school in Louisiana where, like, you know, Louisiana high school football, like a lot of good recruits come out of Louisiana, or like you hear about a lot of good recruits
coming
out of
programs.
But like,
or not.
Yeah, no, it's just freak athletes born in Louisiana, like, but like it's like anecdotal. You think there's a you think Louisiana would play have great football because of all the guys you hear about, but it's just the rate's not there. You just hear
about
them
a lot. Louisiana athletes and the Alabama high school coaches, like Hoover High.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where's my guy?
Yeah,
where's he at?
Where's
these
your
days?
Guy, dude? Where's your fucking guy? Either way, it was interesting. Sark said afterwards that Quinn Ewers is definitely the starter. Moving forward, and he is only progressing. Now, Quinn Ewers shaved the mullet and got rid of the beard and everything.
It's a bad move.
Yeah.
It's a bad move.
NIL-wise, it's a bad move, but he said he wanted to be a more serious player.
I guess.
Yeah.
Sure, sure. I mean, you can only, like, be, like, a lovable meme for so long if you're not winning, right? Like, it's not adorable
anymore.
Sure,
Will Greer, clean cut at Florida, won every game. Yep. Went to West Virginia, became a mountain man.
Well, he just... The state seeped into his blood.
Yeah, but he was like he was a good quarterback, but wasn't the same winner.
No,
wasn't the same winner at all.
By the way, Arch Manning also, did you see this going viral like months ago? He lost his student ID twice in the first like 2 weeks at UT.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It was like going viral on like the Snapchats. People were like, man, I found it again.
Yeah,
like
why? What's so bad about that?
About losing your student ID?
Yeah, it's a freaking student ID, man.
Yeah. What are you doing with your life, though, that you can't hang on your student ID?
You don't got a wallet?
Yeah.
You're just letting loose shit jangle around in your gym shorts?
In college, yeah.
When you're a student athlete, you worry about nothing. You're just rocking team-issued shorts.
Yeah.
And you lose that student ID.
They don't have pockets in it? I didn't lose my ID for fucking years, dude. Years.
Balls out in some girl's dorm room, you know, like come on.
Yeah, the old Buck ID is what we had. That you lived off that, dude. That was everything.
I remember seeing Bortles at a softball game freshman year, and he forgot his student ID, and they're like, you can't play without it. He's like, all right, I guess I'll call somebody to get it. But they're like, hey, he's the quarterback of our football team. You don't know who he is.
Blake Bortles. Yeah. Although if I was the other team, I'd be like, no.
Rules are rules.
Yeah. You don't. Absolutely not.
Rules are rules.
So he was on the phone with his friend trying to get his ID delivered. And he's like, all right, hold up. Puts the phone down, cranks one out, runs around the bases. And then eventually the guy brings the ID.
Shut the fuck up. That's awesome. That's awesome. Also watched the Ohio State spring game. they're missing a quarterback. And this year is going to be interesting because Bama, new quarterback there. Ohio State, new quarterback there. Clemson, new quarterback there.
Georgia.
Georgia, new quarterback there as well. So one of these teams might go down this year. The interesting one to me is Notre Dame with Sam Hartman transferring there. He's going to be their starting quarterback from Wake Forest. They could be pretty fucking decent this year, but the traditional top four that we've been seeing here the last 10 years in the standings, they've all got needs, and there's no superstars coming in really till next year for a lot of these schools. I know that Air Nolan kid signed with Ohio State, so he'll be there, and Bama's got some guys. I think that Dylan Raiola kid is going to Georgia, so they'll be fine, but that's not until the next class. So curious to see how this shakes out this fall, and maybe there will be some parity in college football. We will see.
Well, Clemson,
I doubt it.
The Clemson,
really? Yeah, I doubt it.
The kid from Clemson has been playing.
Klubnik.
Yeah, he's good. So I don't know that it's going to be that.
Has he started yet though?
Like four or five games last year, I think. Whenever Ukulele was out,
and okay. He's played a lot. And I mean,
Ukulele's in the transfer portal now. Did he go somewhere?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he's gone. I forget where he went, but Klubnik is the guy. I don't think I've seen him start and play a full game, but I thought it was pretty good.
He's made several starts. Yeah, he's pretty good.
It'll be interesting to I still think Georgia makes the college football playoffs, so it'll be interesting to see like maybe USC makes it with their
forgot about USC.
So yes, it'll be interesting to watch Georgia just rip them limb from limb without a quarterback.
DJ went to Oregon State.
Oh, did he really?
Perfect. Let's go.
That's hilarious. That'll be fun for those guys up there.
Caleb Williams, is that the USC quarterback?
Yeah,
Caleb Williams.
Now, if you're the Falcons, if you want to lose every single game and get Caleb Williams, I'm all in for that. That kid is
he's short.
Just be prepared for him to make the playoffs and get absolutely butt fucked by whoever they play
because he has no defense.
And because Lincoln Riley's his coach.
Yeah, well, Lincoln Riley never has a defense, so.
Yeah, bad coach.
Yeah,
I'm not blaming Caleb.
He's fine.
I'm not blaming Caleb.
Yeah, but we got Cliff.
Dude, with Caleb Williams now. What'd you think of that hire, by the way?
Well, he's an offensive analyst?
Yeah.
So he's QB coach.
Yeah.
Offensive analyst, I think, is the official title. I don't know what he's going to do.
No, I think he was hired as the QB coach.
Well, he was the QB coach back in the day for Lincoln Manziel. Riley, right?
I think that...
Under Lincoln Riley?
So. No, for A&M.
But either way, him paired with Caleb Williams, USC could win the national championship next year.
They won't. They have no chance.
Man, they could drop 60 a fucking game with that offense.
They will let up 70. There's no chance Lincoln Riley is ever winning anything.
They just don't recruit. He doesn't recruit any defenders.
And he still has that fucking, I can't remember his name.
Worst. Grinch. Alex Grinch.
Yeah,
is his
he's still the DC there. Terrible. They're not winning fucking shit.
It's terrible.
He wasted Baker. He wasted Kyler. He's going to waste fucking Caleb.
All right. The Baker year, though, when they lost to Georgia in that shootout,
game.
It was a great game.
It was a great game, but
if they had a defense, they would have won. Yeah.
Because, I mean, they were blown out in the second half because they were up pretty big.
They were up, I think, 20-something.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They
yeah.
should not have lost that game.
No.
They should. That would have been their natty. Like, they would have won that national championship.
They would have, yeah.
And then college basketball-wise, I'll flip on over there. This crystal ball term is what they're using now for recruits and all this other shit. So-and-so has been crystal balled to this university. The odds-on favorite for Bronny James is USC now for basketball. Well, NIL deals, he's already racked up $7.4 million for freshman year. So, yeah, I guess stay in L.A. and then shoot all the commercials and all that shit.
By the way, so the word the last 2 years has been that the other kid's better, right? I don't know that that's true anymore. This kid is fucking good. He is kind of small to be a great wing defender, but he is a great, at his level right now, he is probably the best wing defender in high school basketball. Like, great footwork, great, and he's got his dad's instincts. He's going to be fucking good. He's going to be an NBA player for sure.
I mean, say whatever you want about LeBron James off the court or when he's complaining in between plays, but, like, he's not just physically the most gifted basketball player of all time. He is very intelligent.
Yeah, yeah. And the kid has come, like, when he was a freshman, sophomore, I don't know what people expected. He was fucking 15 years old.
Right.
A growth spurt.
But all of a sudden, I mean, he hasn't grown taller. He's like 6'4". Like now. He was 6'1", yeah. Now he's 6'4", so he's gained 3 inches.
That's not that big, though.
But it's not. But mostly, it hasn't been the size. It's been particularly on the defensive side. He's always been a pretty good passer, and he's a much better three-point shooter than he was before. But his wing defense is so fucking good. Like, he... if it, with another year or two of growth and maturity and just building strength and shit, I think he can play. I think he'd be a good six man right out of college, out of high school, 1 year out of college, whatever the fuck.
There's no one better to learn defense from on the wing than LeBron James, except for maybe Kawhi Leonard. I mean, I remember this when LeBron was on Miami. Fucking, they had.
Well, he's on all the steroids. Yes,
he was. They had.
Everybody's on all the steroids.
He was fine. He was 300 pounds when he was in Miami.
Fine. Yeah, it was 285.
He was outperforming the computer algorithms for what the optimal defense was. Mm-hmm. They're like, this is 100%. No one can hit this. Like, you know, you expect to be in the 98th percentile. And he was outperforming like the what the computer thought the 100th percentile would.
Now,
be.
Does LeBron get if you know the first season doesn't go well? LeBron comes in. Gets Andy Enfield fired.
Yeah,
maybe,
yeah, yeah, 100%.
And then picks the USC basketball coach.
Oh, probably.
If you think Bronny is going to be in college for more than 1 year, you're out of your mind.
Yeah.
He's, he's one and done, 100%.
I don't think he's one and done.
Yes, sir.
I don't think he has the talent to be one and done.
The
he's
best.
He's like the 30th ranked prospect in college.
But I think LeBron can force him onto an NBA roster, and that's
I don't know that he's going to need to. I'm telling you. Watch. I've watched him play like probably 10 or 15 games now, give or take, on ESPN2 and shit. He's fucking good.
Yeah, man. I saw him in the McDonald's All-American game the other night.
Super smart on defense, doesn't turn the ball over well. He's like what you're looking for out of a six-man in your rotation.
And he's becoming a better three-point shooter, mm-hmm. and that's what I noticed in that McDonald's All-American game.
Yeah, he can really shoot.
His goal, LeBron said this, is he wants to play professionally with his kid.
Right. Yeah. And like, so he will make that happen. That's why I think he's one and done as well, and LeBron will force him onto a team.
Yeah.
If it's not the Lakers, somebody else for
it's
sure.
It's a fucking poverty franchise.
It isn't going to be the Lakers, but I do.
He's going to buy Cleveland.
He might.
What do you think since we're talking about it, let's go to the NBA.
Sure.
The playoffs have started.
Yep. Giannis, breaking news, his MRI came back clean, and they're optimistic about his status.
Tyler Hero broke his hand.
Giannis has got to get back within the next 3 days. Otherwise, they're fucked.
I know.
Like that team doesn't function without him.
No.
He's the most dominant player in the NBA right now. When he's healthy and he's on, he's the most dominant player.
Yeah, he can't
in the
NBA. Be giving Bobby Portis that amount of shots.
No.
No, dude.
Yeah, did he shoot the ball 19 times or some
shit?
Yeah,
the entire roster is built around Giannis.
But nobody can lose their best player and fucking win a title.
Right. No. And look, the NBA's had a bad string of luck here to start the playoffs because Ja Morant is going to be out as well. He's injured. Tyler Hero, which you said, broke his hand, so he's going to be out as well.
My Kings won.
They did win.
Yeah, barely.
I bet that game over the weekend and lost. So that was the first time I've ever seen in the last 10 years the Warriors not favorited in like the opening round game. So
they're favored for game two, though.
It was plus one. Yeah. Well, yeah, they have to win because isn't this five games?
No, it's seven.
But the reason that they're favored is because of how that game went down. They missed 34 threes and only lost by 3 points.
Right. And also,
the Warriors are not going to miss 34 threes tonight.
I was surprised that he missed the shot to tie the game at the end. He had a good
look. I thought that was a weird shot.
That's just
because he shot it with one hand. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Well, he didn't need to take a runner shot.
No, he should have pump faked and then gone up with a normal shot. Yeah. But, you know, whatever. That's not where the game was lost. The game was lost primarily from wide ass open 3-pointers missed by Andrew Wiggins down the stretch, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of bad
that.
Defensive plays, but he was 1-for-8. That's his first game back in like a month, and a half or so. And he looked good. He had 5 fucking blocks Saturday night. The reason that game is now the Warriors' favorite isn't because it's a must win for them, because it's not. It's a fucking NBA series. If you lose all the road games, you only got to pick off one, right?
Right.
And the Warriors have won a road game in every single playoff series they played since 2014.
Right, and I'm going to get to tonight's games here, and we'll pick them right after we talk about our title sponsor, MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles your first deposit all the way up to $1,000. A lot of ups, a lot of downs this week, and I finished even at the end of it.
It's a good week.
Won the UFC fights.
It's a good week.
Jordan Spieth came in second in a playoff, which sucked for me because I only picked winners.
Xander were third.
Yep. All my picks were right there, and I lost all those. And then I lost that Golden State game. I did take them at plus one, and I was shocked at the outcome, actually. But there's games tonight. Brooklyn is playing Philadelphia. Golden State is playing Sacramento. We will get to those odds here in a second. All of them are through MyBookie.com. Get off the couch and get into the action today with MyBookie.com. Make sure to use promo code DrinkingBros to double your first deposit all the way up to $1,000. We've also talked about it many times. We are hosting a live NFL draft show a week from Thursday. We will be gambling on all of those picks as well. The live lines on those should be really fucking fun. So go ahead and sign up for mybookie.com today and get in on the action with us. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles your first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Next up, we got drinkingbrostickets.com. If you want to go to any of these events, every single one of them is available on drinkingbrostickets.com. The NHL playoffs are starting as well. You can get all your NHL tickets, NBA tickets, everything you could possibly think of. Taylor Swift, although you're going to have to take out a second mortgage for those tickets. I've never seen anything like what's going on there, but we sell all of them over there at drinkingbrostickets.com. Let's get to tonight's games here. Brooklyn and Philadelphia.
Well, let's do the games on Saturday. So we talked about Warriors Kings. The Nets don't belong in the playoffs. The Sixers blew the fucking doors off of those guys.
And they're playing again tonight.
They had no fucking chance. The Hawks don't have any business playing the Celtics.
Nah.
That game was only a 13-point finish. But the Celtics could have won that game by 40 fucking points.
They were up by 30 in the first half.
I mean, they honestly, they kept pushing it, but there's no reason to. I'm just saying, if they had kept pushing it, if they were just trying to make a point, they would have fucking destroyed the Hawks even worse. And but the best series going right now is the Knicks-Cavs. That series is great because it's all young talent, and they're all fucking super pissed off and hungry. I really enjoyed
that. Let's give a man his flowers, though. Mikal Bridges with the Nets.
My God,
he's
dude.
Great, dude.
It's great.
How many did he have? Did he end up with 40?
He had 30-something.
37, I think. Hold on, let me look.
It was gnarly, man. At one point.
Oh, just 30.
Oh, was that it?
Yeah.
He had 23 in the first half.
But Harden had a great game. Harden was very efficient, 23 points, 13 assists. He's kind of, he's in the zone. He's right in the sweet spot for him right now. He's taking open shots. Mm. When the offense stalls, when Embiid's off the floor, the offense stalls, he gets to the basket and gets to the line. This is the best. I know he put up crazy numbers in Houston, but this is the best team basketball I've seen him play.
He's going to look so good getting bounced in the second round by the Celtics.
Seriously, I don't know if anybody in the East can beat the Celtics.
It's not that. We just can't beat them. We can't. We've never beaten the Celtics. We just lose to the Celtics every fucking playoffs.
And then the Lakers
it's
are
a
definitely
problem.
The Lakers are definitely going to round two because the Grizzlies without Ja Morant aren't beating the Lakers.
No,
they got beat by what, 20 points the other night, or 10 or
16, but it was worse than that. I mean, what are you going to do when your superstar goes down? Nothing.
You can't give up 30 points in three out of the four quarters and expect to win a basketball game in the playoffs.
No. Like the Lakers dropped 130 points in that fucking game.
Same thing with the Heat and Bucks.
Giannis was out, and then they took advantage. And
Here's the question that I heard folks talking about on the on ESPN this morning. Is Tyler Hero a bigger loss for the Heat or Giannis for the Bucks? And that's a serious question.
In this opening series?
In this series, I think it's Giannis.
Yeah, for sure.
But,
yeah.
But moving along, I don't know that the Heat can beat anybody else without. Hero scores 22, 23 points.
Yeah, you got
a
Jimmy, though.
You got Jimmy. Jimmy's he had 35.
He's a fucking gamer.
Yeah,
he's a gamer.
He took over.
But how many days in a row can he do that shit? He had 11 assists, too.
And how about your Los Suns taking that L?
I know. That was funny.
That was embarrassing.
I picked the Clippers. So
full-strength Suns against the Clippers with, what did Russell Westbrook went 3-for-19 in that
matter.
Game?
It doesn't matter.
Westbrook's revenge.
Westbrook's revenge. Yep.
I mean, look, Kawhi is back.
He had 38 points and looked incredible.
Kawhi is back.
If he's on the wing from 24 feet all the way in to like the high post, he can just shoot over you and there's nothing you can do. It's like Durant. He'll just shoot right over you.
This is going to be a little hyperbolic, but like you can't not attribute one of the Warriors championships to Zaza Pachulia hurting Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah, stepping under him.
Yeah,
on that
in the game
three.
One of that. Like, I mean, that was peak Kawhi with the Spurs.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
When the Spurs were still good and excellently coached, obviously, like that was going to be a fucking problem.
It was, I mean, the Warriors probably still would have won, but that didn't hurt. It would have been close. That would have been a 7-game series for sure.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it would have been a brutal series.
And the last one is this is the 7th straight playoff game in a row Kevin Durant has lost.
Yeah, and by the way, watching this team again, I always forget that Kevin Durant's on the fucking team.
Yeah,
he played good. He almost had a triple double. He's one rebound shy.
More
of
important,
it.
Kevin in the NBA playoffs right now.
Kevin Herter.
Kevin Love was firing threes for the Heat. Yeah, he was making. I think he made like 5 or 6 threes.
Yeah, he might. He might save them from that Tyler Hero situation.
Yeah,
we'll see. But
he hasn't played much this year either, so he still got gas in the tank.
I think the Clippers beat the Suns in this series.
I think you're right.
Yeah. I think so too.
And they're healthy. I also hate Kevin Durant. Like I'm rooting for a first round exit. That would be great.
I don't mind KD, but yeah, I think the Suns got a little cute here, and they're about to get fucking spanked for it.
Yeah,
this is like the I don't know. I don't know how you lose this game,
dude. I mean, like, forget even that. Like, think about this. Kevin Durant, kind of a little bit of a head case always, right? Mm-hmm. Guy with anyone with burner Twitter accounts is a head case.
Yeah.
Then you've got, like, literally yesterday, the only news I've read about the Suns players so far in the last, like, 2 days was Devin Booker saying he didn't think Kylie Jenner and Bad Bunny's relationship was serious.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so
he's your head's in the he's game. He's in a fucking playoff.
So he's in playoff mode. He's in LeBron playoff mode. Yeah, it's not a serious team.
No, it's not. It's not.
Which also, think of all the Jenner's, like, NBA conquests. Mm. Ben Simmons.
Yep.
How's he doing?
I don't know if he'll be in the league next year. For real.
Yeah.
She's just like, do you ever watch American
Chris
Gods?
Chris Humphreys?
Mm-hmm. And there was that god that sucked dudes into her pussy.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
She's a succubus, yeah.
Lamar Odom went from sixth man of the year to being dead from crack
dying
cocaine.
In a whorehouse, yeah.
And he was dead being for 15 revived. Minutes. Yeah, 15 minutes later.
It's not a good strategy.
It's a Kardashian curse.
Who's the coach of that team?
He won coach of the year when they made the NBA finals. Monty Williams, maybe?
I think that's so. Right.
They probably need to switch that guy out because this isn't working. Speaking of not
he's
working.
He's got to get rid of Chris Paul.
He's
a loser.
He's old. Minnesota
teams in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Just stop, dude.
They lost by 30.
Stop playing big games. Karl-Anthony Towns, anytime it's a big game, fucking sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anthony Edwards, same way. He just fucking disappears when there's a big game.
Why do you hate Minnesota?
I mean, this is going to be an ugly sweep.
I like Minnesota, but it's irritating. Even during the Garnett days, it's irritating how much talent they had on that team, and they couldn't do shit.
I know.
I like those teams.
Kevin Garnett.
I didn't say they should have won.
Fucking Starberry.
Like, how do you lose?
It was a loaded West. You're dealing with the rise of the Spurs and the Shaq-Kobe Lakers. Yeah.
They were bookended there. They had the opportunity, though. Those
even had the Kings back then.
And the fucking... So Kevin Durant comes up. He's immediately dealing with the Malone, Stockton, Jazz. Then it's the Kobe, Shaq, Lakers, and then the Tim Duncan and David Robinson.
Are you talking about Kevin Garnett? Yeah.
I mean, like, you're just, there's a fucking concrete ceiling that he was never getting through.
He was lucky to squeeze one in with the Celtics. And
the funny thing is here is that the Nuggets usually suck in the playoffs, too. So you've got like what's the opposite of an immovable object and unstoppable force? You know what I mean? It's like the two shittiest playoff teams in NBA history are fucking colliding.
It's two bottoms.
Yeah, it's two bottoms just touching butts together.
Yeah.
And the Joker...
Ass to ass.
The Joker had a fucking, an off game. He had 13 points, and they still won by 30.
Jamal Murray's healthy. He almost had a triple-double,
Michael Porter Jr. is healthy, too. Like, they got a lot of stuff. What's going to happen is...
Not vegan anymore, too.
Thank God.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, back on the protein.
Your answer. There you go.
The Nuggets are going to probably sweep the shit out of the Timberwolves, and Denver fans are going to be like, all right, we're hot. We're fucking good to go. One seed, we're playing well at the right time. I'm not saying they're going to lose in the second round at all, but contact with reality is not going to be
play,
fun.
I think they're going to end up with the Lakers in the second round, if I'm not mistaken. If the Lakers win that, then the Lakers are going to beat them. There's no fucking way that the Lakers are going to lose.
It's not a matchup I'd enjoy.
I wouldn't have said that when Russell Westbrook was a Laker, but now that he's not, they're doing a lot better.
So it would be the Lakers-Nuggets?
I think so, yeah.
That'd be a really good series, though.
It is a miracle that Oklahoma City team with Durant and Westbrook made an NBA Finals. Like, goddamn.
It was Durant, Westbrook, and then Harden, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't Harden on that team, too?
And Serge Ibaka.
Yep.
Serge Ibaka.
They had to choose. They let go of Harden.
They didn't. They didn't have to choose. Yeah.
They didn't have the money.
They did that. No.
And also, they just sent the wrong guy. Send Westbrook off. Keep Harden with Durant.
All right, put a little respect on Westbrook back then.
No!
Yes.
Yeah. No, none! Yes.
I will.
Russell Westbrook was really fucking good.
He was really good back in the day.
Then he lost his athletic ability. Like, he's just
getting older. Turned 28.
Yeah, so the Lakers older. The Lakers are the 7th seed and Denver's 1, so if they both make it second round, that's who's playing each other.
That would be a fucking awesome
series.
That'd
be a good
one. It's not bracketed, right? It's just highest, lowest.
It's highest,
they
lowest.
They seed, yeah. So anyways, now we're caught up. Tonight's game, first game is Nets.
76ers. Oh my god, this spread is gigantic.
10.
Minus 10 for
the
Sixers.
Only reason it's not fucking like 15 to 16 is because of Mikal Bridges.
10.
He's, and to be honest, he's the third best player on the court.
I know what I'm going to do here.
He's a Philly boy.
Yeah, sure is. Sure is.
Maybe he'll show out in front of the home fans.
That was honestly the coldest thing we've ever done was draft Mikal Bridges.
And then trade him.
And like his mom celebrating with, because she worked for the Sixers. Yeah, she worked for the team.
I remember.
And she was just going crazy. And then 5 minutes later, we trade his ass.
Gone.
You're out of here.
Yeah, man. See you later.
It's like we need, I don't even know. I forget who we got.
Is the mom still work there?
I think we got Zaire Smith from Texas Tech.
How did he work out?
He got like a sesame seed allergy and never played again.
What?
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
He got really sick from a sesame seed allergy.
So what are you guys doing?
How are you guys good at all? Like the ways you fucked up. Like you take
Simmons, Mikal, or not Mikal, fucking Fultz.
Markel Fultz over Tatum.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Over Tatum.
Over Tatum, dude. Oh, God.
The answer is Joel Embiid. We got one right.
Yeah, I guess.
Let's see. So as part of a three-team trade, traded by the Suns to the Sixers, and then from the Sixers for Zaire Smith. Yep.
Yeah.
And then a first round draft pick who is Trey Mann, who I don't know who that is.
I don't either. Never heard of him.
It was a first round draft pick.
Apparently. He's missing in action. What do you do with minus 10 though? Who are you taking this? We'll start with you, D'Anthony.
I'll probably take the Nets with the points. I think Bridges will have a big game in front of a home crowd.
Okay.
In front of his Philly crowd. Yep. So what I'm going to do is parlay Nets plus 10 and Warriors minus 2.
Yeah. I will be doing something very, very similar. Who do you got?
I would say the Nets have to cover, right?
That's a lot of points.
You're not going to lose by 20 in both
games. I think Mikal Bridges is going to have like 40 points tonight. I think he's going
to
show
up. He has to. He doesn't have a choice. What about you, Bob?
You know, when I see, this is obviously not the same thing, but when I see this type of spread in college basketball and I'm like, dude, one team is way better than the other, I'll buy a half point and be like, I think it's going to be a double digit win. So fuck it. Like I'll buy a
Sixers
half.
Sixers are going to win, but.
Yeah, I'll buy a half point, go 9.5 on the Sixers. Also, this is a good game, by the way. If Vegas thinks the Sixers are going to win by 10, that means they're convinced that they're going to fucking win, right? So if they get off to a slow start, that's a great live line to hit.
Yeah. It is, yeah. And then I'm looking at this Warriors-Kings game that's after that. One, it's the first game was entertaining. Two, it is Golden State minus 2 in here. And with my bookie in the parlays, you can take 5 points either way with all this shit. So I'm gonna take Nets getting 15 points. And then I'll take the Warriors. I'm going to cross that line and go plus 3 for the Warriors. So they're getting 3 points in that one and try to enjoy my life. Unless this is some crazy blowout tonight, because I'm looking at the ticket prices here. $57 is one of the cheapest playoff tickets I've ever seen. And that's in Philadelphia tonight.
Also, you know what? Jacques Vaughn just came out, said the game plan, fire threes. So maybe they have a hot night. They said they want to attempt over 40 threes tonight.
Really?
That's the game plan.
Just for tonight?
Just for tonight. 43s.
Who's Philly going to have lined up on Mikal Bridges?
I don't know. Probably Maxie? Like Tobias Harris.
Yeah,
or
probably Tobias Harris. Right. Is he still a good wing defender?
He's okay. I will never say anything positive about Tobias Harris.
What about PJ Tucker? Is he going to play defense? I mean, he plays good team defense, not good one-on-one defense, typically.
He's just muscle, really.
He's pretty good at being in passing lanes, right? He tips a lot of passes and shit, but I don't know that he's a good wing defender.
Yeah. Who do you got in the Warriors-Kings tonight, D'Anthony? It's Warriors minus 2.
I mean, honestly, I would take Warriors minus probably 8 right here, to be honest, but minus 2 is fine. Yeah,
yeah, I'm going to take that straight up and parlay it.
I'm going to parlay it. Now, the interesting thing here is the over. It's 239. That's 120, 119.
Yeah, it's a lot of points.
Basically. But that's about what you should expect from this game, to be honest. Like, neither one of these teams is going to come out and shut the other one down defensively, as we saw last night, or Saturday night, right?
Yeah, I agree. I try to stay away from over-unders in NBA and just stick with the points. Who you got here, Delco? Golden State minus 2. It's at Sacramento again tonight.
Kings, get out the brooms. Let's go.
Light the beam.
You may want to get
the beam, dude.
You may want to get on ChatGPT, buddy.
Yeah, light the beam. Bobby, who you got?
I'll take the Warriors. That Kings game was dope, but it was like pure adrenaline that they won on. They can't.
And they celebrated way too hard after that game.
I think it was the first Kings playoff win in
17 years.
Yeah.
Since Pedro Stojakovic.
What else are you going to do in Sacramento?
Nothing.
Leave. You have no life.
You're going to take that or you take a tour of where they filmed Lady Bird. And that's it. That's all you do.
Just Lady Bird?
Yeah, Lady Bird.
Yeah.
The Greta Gerwig classic. Nope. It's a great starring film. Starring Saoirse Ronan and Timothy Chalamet.
Enough with that, dude.
We're all good with that, dude.
God damn it, man.
God damn, it's a fucking sports show. Lady Bird?
I saw it three times in theaters.
I'm sure you
did. No, you didn't.
I'm sure you did, Georgia.
You're not even allowed in theaters.
I'm just saying, it took place in Sacramento. That's the only two things you can do.
Well, gross. Just north of there is fucking Tahoe, like a couple hours. So just start driving.
Yeah.
If you wake up and find yourself in Sacramento, start driving.
I'd rather be at the Lady Bird tour.
I agree. You put on Crash by Dave Matthews and just kind of
cruise around.
Yeah.
Even Nancy Reagan hated living there. She was like, I'm getting a house around the fucking corner. I'm out of here.
I don't know any governor of California that's lived in fucking Sacramento in a long ass time.
And Reagan
Jerry
was,
Brown lived in Oakland.
I know. Reagan was the one that was like, I'm getting the fuck out of here.
I heard they interviewed Kevin Herter when he went from Atlanta to Sacramento, and they're like, oh, so what do you like about this town? And he's like, I don't know.
He's trying not to piss on. I don't think people in Sacramento are like, yeah, fucking Sacramento.
No.
Sac-town.
Is that the worst capital of a big city or a big state?
No, there's a lot worse.
Maybe Albany?
Albany seems really
grim. Just like the most boring, useless fucking...
Albuquerque.
Harrisburg is terrible.
Harrisburg Jefferson is bad. City? Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
that's
Jefferson
not a major
city.
Jeff
City
is not a major city. Harrisburg's not really a major city either, but it sucks.
Yeah. It's just in the middle.
Yeah.
Here, I got one for you. Tallahassee.
Oh
boy.
Whoa.
Out of all the cities in Florida you could pick. I guess they picked it before.
At least Florida State's fun.
It used to be. They're dry now. I heard they're a dry campus now.
Yeah, that doesn't mean anything.
That's Panama City. That's spring break.
Yeah.
Anyways, on to baseball.
Yeah, we'll switch on over to Major League Baseball. Our beloved Rays finally lost on Friday night.
There's a bigger story going on in baseball right now.
Not really.
Yeah.
They're 14-2.
So the Rays started out 13-0, and the Atlanta Braves are two games behind them.
Well, the Braves are good.
That's right.
Braves have a good team.
That's right. But if you go 13-0, you should create more distance than a two-game spread.
Are we sure the Braves are good?
Yes, we are sure.
I feel okay about it.
Yeah, very, very, very good.
Half of our fucking team is out right now. We're fucking 12-4.
Yeah, the Rays are 14-2 now.
They look good, though. Their pitching is so fucking good.
I know.
The Rays, up and down, that rotation, it's so good.
It's fun. We got a bunch of people that work for the organization and then listeners said, everybody's amped to go to the games now. And it is. It's a fun team and they're cranking out home runs and shit.
Yeah. And they played shitty teams, went 13-0.
Yep.
Played a good team and lost, but they still took 2 out of 3.
No, they lost.
Right? They lost two.
Blue Jays.
Blue Jays are good.
Blue Jays are the second best team in the AL right now.
Yeah.
Astros have been kind of shitty.
It doesn't matter who you win 13 games in a row against.
Yeah,
it's really good. Fucking hard to win 13 games in a row in baseball.
I just want
to
see them get the record.
Their run differential so far this year is plus 72.
Yeah.
And that's the second highest is plus 25, plus 28.
Yeah.
So they're like 3x better than anybody else in baseball right now. Now that's not going to last. The Rays are good, but they're not that good. They just played. They did front load some shitty teams, and so did the Braves, by the way. They've had a pretty squishy schedule, except for that Padres series,
which we got molested in. I mean, we swept the Cardinals in St. Louis, which is
That's tough. That's a road series. So the Braves start tonight at San Diego again, or is it at home?
It's
San Diego. Yeah, we're. But Max Fried's back. He's
okay.
No longer. It was a hamstring thing. So
my guess is I would be surprised we see more than 5 innings out of him.
We'll see. Yeah, it depends on how his legs feel.
Yeah.
He's a pretty strong kid. And then Soroka's throwing back-to-back good games in AAA. He's probably going to be back up soon. Bryce Elder's doing really well.
Mm-hmm.
The
Braves rotation, if everything goes right, it's about to be fucking insane.
It's basically seven deep.
Well, look, they've won 6 in a row here.
Yeah.
And they look pretty goddamn
good. 2 sweeps
good.
In a row, but it was like the Reds and then Kansas City.
That's fine. Right.
Bats for the Phillies are starting to heat up.
They are.
Yeah. Marlins fucking, are 500.
Holy shit. What's his nuts? The lefty
Schwarber.
Leadoff hitter. Schwarber hit 2 home runs. They weren't like 500 feet or anything, but they were 2 of the hardest hit balls I've ever seen.
He fucking murders
the ball. Dude, they were like 100, I think it was 107 and 108 mile per hour off the bat, respectively, and just 2 pitches.
But again, don't sleep on our Marlins.
No.
500.
500, they're back to 8-8. They've clawed their way back to 8-8, and they're starting to turn it around here.
And they've actually played a schedule so far. They played 2 series against the Mets, a series against Philly, a series against Minnesota, who leads the AL Central.
Yep.
Like, they've actually played teams so far.
Really good teams. Yeah. And they're still 8-8, so there's a lot of promise there.
It's a little problematic that Alcantara's been tuned up in both of his last 2 starts.
Weird.
But that happens. He still throws a 98 to 99 mile per hour sinker, so just Everybody needs to relax.
I would say the only thing you could be ever concerned about with Alcantara is just that he doesn't get a lot of strikeouts.
Yeah.
So without the shift there anymore, he's going to have batting average on balls in play problems that he didn't have with the shift in the last couple of years.
He's just getting dink and dunked.
Probably, yeah.
Well, I mean, he gave up 10 hits in one game, and he
no home runs.
One home run. Yeah. It was in like the first inning, I think. Yeah. But his command has not been great, and sometimes pitchers just go through that shit. But the Phillies, I'm telling you, the Phillies are the team that I'm most concerned about.
Well, here's the other thing about the Phillies, and I don't know if you read this, but Bryce Harper is trying to come back early at first base.
Because
well,
their first baseman who replaced Bohm.
Yeah.
Tore a ligament in his thumb, so now he's out for indefinitely.
Reese Hoskins?
Yeah.
Well, Reese Hoskins was our first.
And then Bohm's third. Yeah, Reese Hoskins out, and now the guy who replaced Reese Hoskins.
That was Bohm. Is it Stott?
Stott.
Stott, okay.
He tore a ligament in his thumb.
Fuck.
So he's out. So they're trying to get Harper.
He was hitting 400, too, I think.
Yeah, they're trying to get Harper back as fast as possible to get him in at first base. So not an ideal situation for Philly. Also kind of getting dinged up like the Braves are with the IL shit, although their injuries are a lot
next
more
man
grievous.
Up.
Yeah, there's no next man up. You're not replacing Bryce Harper.
I know, I hate
in that lineup.
Phrase, dude. It's
next man up.
That's the team I'm concerned about because of the rotation.
You concerned about the A's?
I'm concerned. In Oakland? Here's what I'm actually concerned about with the A's. There's a lot of chatter that they might go to Salt Lake City.
That team
doesn't deserve one franchise. No. Like they sell out every Jazz game. I'll give them that. They sell it out.
There's nothing to do there.
But that is a shitty fucking place to live. It fucking sucks. Nobody's going to want to play. No one is going to want to play 81 fucking games there.
I know.
Are you kidding me?
It's kind of beautiful, right? It'd be like a nice backdrop.
Go to Vegas.
No. So Park City, an hour north, is beautiful. Salt Lake City sits in a basin, and there's a fucking like a cloud,
death
a pig
cloud.
Pen.
So the Park City A's. There we go.
No. Oh, yeah. Could you imagine?
They would not allow that. Park City would vote that down so fast. Yeah. They don't like anybody even coming up there.
No, dude.
Just put them in Vegas. I don't even want them
in Vegas.
I don't even want them in Vegas, but just put them in Vegas.
Well, Vegas needs a team.
I do want them in Vegas because I want, anytime I go to Vegas, no matter what time of year it is, I want to be able to go to fucking sports games.
Yes.
I
want to see an NBA team there. I want to see a Major League Baseball team there. And we've already got a football team there.
Yeah.
Yeah. UFC. Like,
there's always fights there. There's at least one fight a month, right? Typically,
yeah,
whether it's boxing or fucking UFC, football. Right now, the hockey playoffs are going on. The Golden Knights are really good. Although we could talk about hockey too if you want.
Well, it's the Bruins and everybody else.
Nobody's beating the fucking Bruins. If they lose, that would be shocking to me if they lost.
Yeah, they had the most wins in the history of the NHL in
like
single
people,
season.
Sure,
people,
but like it's the Lightning. Right?
Sure, some people
the Lightning always
to the
just
kind of
go off in the playoffs.
They won two out of three Stanley Cup, like in a 3-year period, they won two Stanley Cup.
Yeah, but before that, they fucking lost. They got bounced in the first round 3 out of 4 years. After two of those years, they led the league in fucking points.
I remember. I think that was the year the Blues won, the year the Lightning got bounced
in
the first
round.
They
brought Barry Melrose down there? Like, I've been on TV for a while. He didn't last 20 games in that fucking place.
Lightning won the cup right before the strike, too.
Yeah, no four or whatever.
Let's see.
Against the Flames.
Yeah, the Islands are playing the Hurricanes. Go Carolina. Panthers, Bruins. Wild against the Stars. Kings against the Oilers. And then you got Rangers, Devils. Lightning, Tampa Bay down there against Maple Leafs. Jets against the Golden Knights. And then the Kraken made the playoffs this year.
Winnipeg.
They're playing the Colorado Avalanche. So, yeah, I
think aren't the Avs really fucking good, too?
They won last year.
Yeah.
The Avs are pretty good. Yeah, they're good. They kind of limped in a little bit, but they...
That should have been the question. Like, who won the Stanley Cup last year?
Yeah, I don't remember.
I don't either. I don't remember either.
Well, I guess they turned it on at the end. They were limping in, and then they went 8-1-1 down the stretch, so that was pretty good.
So I gamble on it, and if my teams lose, then I stop watching. Now I'll go back to it for... just because usually when the Stanley Cup Finals are on, there's nothing else on, so I'll watch it and I'll watch every single game.
The team to watch, if anybody's going to unseat Boston, it's probably going to be Edmonton because Dreisaitl and Connor McDavid are. I've watched them. Actually, I went to a game with Dion when I was in Vegas a couple months ago.
How old is Connor McDavid at this point? Is he still young?
Maybe
because I remember him getting drafted at like 18 and. Him being like next up.
I don't think he's that
old. That was like
old.
A decade ago.
Maybe 15. He's 26.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Dreisaitl is 27. So they're going to be there a while. But they, like, watching those two guys play together, they score like a motherfucker. And that's, you know, all you need in the hockey playoffs is a hot goalie.
Yeah, and but you're undervaluing the puck on that. The most important issue with the Edmonton Oilers.
What's that?
They're Canadian.
That's true. Yeah, no,
Canadian teams don't win the Stanley Cup anymore.
They haven't won since the Canadians won in what, 91 or 90 or some shit? Yeah, it was in the early 90s.
Long, long time ago.
It's been coming up on 30 years now.
And then they could have, but they moved the Avalanche. They moved the Nordiques to Colorado, and then they immediately started winning Stanley Cups within like a year.
Yeah. Like Forsberg,
Sakic, and Wah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that's the only fucking Canadian team that even has a chance.
They'll lose. It'd be funny if they didn't even lose to Boston. They lose to like some fucking Sunbelt hockey team.
There's only two Canadian teams even in.
Well, if they play Boston, that'll be the Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But I don't think the Knights will probably win the West. I mean, they're a good team, solid.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, it's funny if a Canadian team loses to a desert American city like Vegas or L.A. or what, or like fucking.
Yes.
This wouldn't be the Stanley Cup Finals, but the Eastern Conference Finals, they lose. Or no, it would be the Finals. Sorry. They lose to the Panthers, a Miami hockey team. Like, that's just funny.
It is funny.
It's really funny.
Yeah.
It'd be cool to see. We'll flip on over to the UFC. Giorgio, did you watch the Holloway fights on Saturday nights?
I did not. I was going out getting drunk.
Were you really?
I was getting hammered.
Where at?
A little place called Honeymoon Lounge.
Okay.
It's a cocktail lounge. I also had some steak frites.
Were you on a date?
I was at a birthday extravaganza.
What does that mean?
He was out with a girl, and she took him to meet her friends.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
How was it, Giorgio?
It was great. It was a great time.
How old was she?
31.
Okay. There you go. Dating your own age.
Yeah. I'm out here trying.
That's new.
Yeah. Younger.
That's new, yeah. Having some steak frites.
Steak frites, enjoying life. Little steak tartare, a few other things as well. It was just a great evening all around.
Okay.
It's like a crab hush puppies they did there.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it's one of those places where the menu changes all the time. So.
Did you go back and watch the fight?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go. So I watched it as well, but I watched it for other reasons because we did the ChatGPT thing and I had money on it. You had picked this before, though, when we did it on Ross Patterson Revolution. Yeah. So you had already called this. Was it that far out of the realm of possibility? Because I thought the other guy is younger and fucking.
Arnold, so like, let's talk about Arnold Allen, man. Like, Arnold Allen could have fought a fight in order to win that fight. Arnold Allen's strength is how well-rounded and how diverse of a fighter he is. He fought this fight as a kickboxing fight against probably one of the best strikers in UFC history. Also a seasoned veteran who has fought the very best guys in the division for a decade. He fought Dustin Poirier when he was at 145. He fought Conor McGregor. He's fought in Volkanovski three times. Like, this dude knows
he's
what
really
the upper
only
echelon
lost
is about.
Volk in the last 10 years.
Yeah, I mean, like, he's in the Hall of Fame, right?
He's going to be. Yeah. Easily.
Yeah. I enjoyed the fights.
And he's still young. Like, you kind of overestimate how young he is.
He looks old.
He's how old is he?
Well, he's what, 31, 32?
He's got a real Trey Young face.
Yeah, he's younger than Volk.
Face on a young body, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, he might just have to wait for Volk to leave.
Okay.
Because, like, he's beaten everybody else in the division, but he just can't beat Volkanovski.
Well, if he's only 31, he's got a few good years ahead of him, yeah. So he's fine.
He's been fighting forever. He's got a lot of mileage on him.
I know. That's why I felt good about your pick. The only reason I did it was for the show, obviously, and I only threw $100 on it.
These dudes that are, like, title contenders against Max, because Max is going to beat him. You can't really do it. It kind of, like, clogs up who Volk's going to fight, because you can't fight Max again, because he's...
No, but Arnold Allen needed this fight. Arnold Allen needed this kind of test to, like, learn and progress as a fighter. Like, he needs this area in his career. There are opportunities for him to go win that fight. There are opportunities for him if he fought like again.
It doesn't really hurt him.
You say this all the time. If you fight like you do in the fifth round, through all the rounds, good things will happen. Unfortunately, he did not do that, and he allowed Max to do just enough to keep stealing those rounds from him.
Let me ask you this. When is John Jones and who is he fighting next? I saw
a
blurb about it. And do you guys know when it is? Did they announce that it's at Madison Square Garden?
They've announced nothing.
They haven't announced anything.
It'll be the fall probably, but he's going to fucking beat Stipe to death.
Because Stipe is a hero.
He's just slow. He's a fucking tomato can.
Well, he's what, a firefighter.
38?
Yeah.
I think he's 37, older too, right?
Yeah, but so the heavier you get, the longer you can fight. I don't know why that makes sense, but like in the 125, 135, 145, 155, the smaller divisions, it's all young guys. And okay. Like once you hit a certain age, you're kind of washed.
Do you think it's something about the weight cut that fucking ages you, or you just can't do it?
Maybe.
You get older?
But like for whatever reason, heavyweights, you can fight till you're like 45.
Well, they don't move very quickly. But yeah. John Jones does move very quickly. Like he moves like a light heavy at heavyweight, even with all that mass on. Giorgio, what do you think about that? Stipe, does he have any chance outside of just the generic puncher's
you
chance?
So you like this matchup. And like on paper, when you talk about it, this is, you know, John Jones's theoretical hardest matchup. A really good wrestler, very high IQ with the ring. Someone around his same size moves very similar to he does. We're just forgetting how special John is. And I know a lot of his outside the ring antics and his personality sometimes, and like just the years we've had to see him, like he almost has this duality personality, you know, a different John comes out when the cameras are on, but he's because
he is a scumbag.
Goddamn good.
Yeah. He is a giant scumbag.
He is, but it's also, Giorgio, what you're talking about is like the same thing we see with the Warriors, the same thing we've seen with Mahomes and shit. It seems like these guys get bored from dominating so much.
Yeah.
Over time, I think this is a new challenge for him. I really think he's going to fuck Stipe up badly.
Well, so in this, Madison Square Garden, November, and his tweets last night was, how cool would it be to spend my retirement fight dominating the greatest heavyweight of all time in my home state at Madison Square Garden? Is he saying that Stipe is the greatest heavyweight of all time?
Yeah. Well, he's regarded right now as probably the greatest heavyweight of all time for the UFC.
No shit.
As far as longevity goes, like if you talk about like who has competed at the highest, the longest, who's beaten the best guys at Stipe, if you're looking at who hit that white hot peak the most, I still say it's Cain Velasquez. I say like Cain at his best probably beats everybody, but you know.
Yeah, so with this, is John Jones saying he's retiring after this fight?
No, he's just kind of fucking around.
That verbiage is weird, but yeah, John's
but people, retiring. Fighters just say shit online. Yeah. Like they just say things. To try to make it happen.
Well, how old is John Jones and would he actually retire at that point?
Because I mean, John Jones could retire.
I think he's 34.
Okay.
So previously, before John was going to heavyweight and had his first competition, there was mention of John never fighting again. Like, they may never 35. Could sign this deal. And if he would have retired at that age, you know, it would have been a fine age to retire at, and he still goes down as, you know, the best fighter of all time.
Okay.
What do you think of Fedor? Conversation in greatest heavyweight.
Emelianenko, you didn't see enough of Fedor. He didn't fight the best comp. Fedor's just that legend. He's the Sasquatch, man. Like Fedor's a Loch Ness monster. Like he's just out there in the ether doing his thing. And it's the Russians love him.
Maybe not anymore. He's from Ukraine.
That's true.
They're doing. He's like annexed. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah.
When's the next big UFC fight?
It's mostly 286. Fight nights for a while. I can look up who's fighting next. I think the next like 3 weeks.
Yeah, this fight night's Curtis Blades, and
I like watching him fight.
Yeah, he's fun to watch.
He's entertaining.
Yeah, he's fun. He's going to get starched by this giant Russian though.
Oh yeah, Pavlovich. Yeah.
UFC 288. It's May 6th.
Okay.
Aljamain Sterling versus Cejudo. Nobody gives a fuck about. Actually, Sterling's going to whip his ass.
You think?
Yeah, I do think.
Yeah, that just lost Beniel and Charles Oliveira. So I think they got moved back because Oliveira got hurt.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which was, to me, the big fight on that card.
Exactly. That's the only one I was looking forward to. I don't give a shit about this.
So they're trying to replace that fight right now.
Jessica, they don't have it replaced yet. Jessica Andrade versus Jan, that'll be a good one.
Yep.
I like watching that chick fight.
Same.
Andrade.
Jessica Andrade is a little fire hydrant. She did lose her last fight, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she like gets in the mix. She's not like, I don't know how much strategy is going on there. She wants to fucking beat somebody up.
She's powerbombed somebody to sleep.
And then that whatever nasty dude, fucking Bryce Mitchell.
Yeah.
He's kind of more of an internet personality than a great fighter.
No, he's a really good fighter.
I think he's out though. I think he's hurt as well or something happened with that fight.
He's still listed right now, but there are two
grappler.
Oh no, he is out. Yeah, you're right.
He just lost to Topuria, who's just better than him.
Yeah. Oliveira and Bryce Mitchell are out of this fight, so they're probably scrambling to find somebody. Fucking May 6th. What is that, 3 weeks from now?
Yeah, three weeks.
Shit.
Yeah, we got a little, not a lull, but it's a cleanup time in the UFC. Like, with all these people not knowing where they're going to stand, where they're going to fall in the rankings, we need to get a lot of these fights with these middle ground guys going
some fun fights. I think Max was calling after the fight for Korean Zombie. Because he knows he can't fight for the title because he's already lost three times.
Right.
So he's just like, fun fight, Volk. Or Korean Zombie.
Is it, though? I find that a very boring fight, to be honest. I think he, like, works him.
Yeah, he probably does.
I think Zombie's got nothing.
Zombie should probably retire, but...
As far as the fans go, it's something. I mean, you put those guys together, at least it'll be fun.
June 10th is Nunez Pena 2.
Oh, shit. All right.
But that's the only one that's been announced so far. So
Gotcha. Well, we'll find out what happens, but Delco will be chat GPT in it this week. We'll close it out with golf. Mm-hmm. So you lost all the things.
Matty Fitz.
Yep.
Actually saved me this weekend.
He saved you on a live line, but it doesn't count. Have you plugged it into the system already?
Yeah, I'm trying to work out a formula to give me something that's not Cantlay Xander.
Okay. But that's a devastating team. Didn't they win last year?
Yeah, they won last year. Yeah. But they're 3-1.
I understand that. I know
stuff that happens in sports too gets memeified really quickly and it just spreads. But people seem to be genuinely angry with Cantlay's pace of play.
Yeah,
I can't stand it.
Like the
even this last
non-golf fan.
Yeah, it's almost like he's doing it on purpose now, just for the fucking hype.
But it's fucking up people now, and it's like it fucked up Koepka.
It has been,
and it fucked up Spieth.
Slow play is awful.
Is there no rule on this in the PGA?
There is, but it's kind of like up to whoever wants to enforce it. Like,
yeah, they very seldom enforce that rule.
There's been the last 20 years one person I think has been penalized for slow play, and it was a 14-year-old kid at the Masters.
Yeah,
it was 14-year-old Asian kid.
Like at Augusta, that would have been on Augusta to do that because the PGA doesn't have jurisdiction.
But like this is the same kind of concept. You have people, you have officials on the ground that could assess the penalty that are
and
following the groups.
The officials work for the course or for the PGA?
It's well, for the Masters they'd be working for the Masters, but for PGA Tour it would be the PGA Tour.
Interesting.
So the U.S. Open though would be
the USGA.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then Rory lost $3 million. It was worth $3 million for him to sit out that last.
I haven't heard much from him.
I haven't either. And
it wasn't a good look.
Because if it was an injury, he wouldn't have got fined $3 million, right?
It's not that. It's just he already skipped Kapalua, which was you get to skip one designated event a year now with the new system that he was the face of, right?
And how aren't there, what are there, 16 designated events, I think?
Something like that. Yeah. But he doesn't show up, doesn't really give an answer. I don't really know why. Rahm, meanwhile, shows up, grinds, makes a cut, plays well on the weekend, then hops in the booth, does analyst. He was just doing commentary for an hour.
Yeah.
And he was great.
He was great.
It was the weekend of Rahm.
It was the weekend of Rahm, and then Scheffler is always fucking there in the end. Jesus Christ. That guy is...
He doesn't sing.
He either wins or he's top five, and he never has a bad tournament.
No.
Didn't he win like four out of the first six tournaments last year as well?
And this year too. What has he won? Two or three?
Yeah, he's won four.
Yeah.
How does he do later in the year? Does he stay consistent all year long?
Not last year.
Last year he kind of fell off.
Last year.
But that FedEx Cup though, it was so goddamn hot. He was sweating through all that shit. That was a brutal one.
Sure.
But everybody was playing in the same shit. Yeah, he's from Dallas. Fuck him.
They were, but it was a long year for him in particular.
Rory beat him. Rory chased him down and beat his ass, and Rory is not...
He's from Ireland. It's not fucking Northern hot Ireland.
I just think he was tired. That was my takeaway.
Honestly, if Rory was tired and it was worth $3 million for him not to play so he can come back and be competitive, but he hasn't really been...
But Scheffler...
Rory's only played seven times this year, though. There's been
Scheffler
15
was
events.
Busy winning majors, so that's exhausting.
He's missed 8 weeks.
How old is Rory now? Like 34, something like that? He's not that old.
He's got gray hair. I think he might be 36, 36, 37.
No, he's like 34, 35.
Oh, let's get it in here before the end of the show.
He's 33.
Yeah.
All right.
He's not that much older.
So he's just trying to beat Jesus at this point.
Yeah.
But he's going week in, week out. All last year, he had to deal with all the bullshit. He had to do all the meetings for the PGA Tour players.
He's still doing that now, by the way.
Yeah, maybe they should.
So he's doing a lot of stuff behind the scenes, but it's just not a good look.
Maybe the competition committee should be fucking guys that are on the senior tour and not active players then.
Well, the PGA Tour is the players, right? Like, the whole organization is just them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. I'm just saying, it's not a great idea to have board members that are part of your company. Right.
They wanted Tiger to do it initially, I think. And
Tiger should do it. He should stop playing and go do that.
No, Tiger is on it.
I agree.
He's on it, but he's like, yeah, he didn't take
the board
the
is a representation of the players. It's not like there's no teams, right? So you can't have like a.
Right. But Rory is physically in every single meeting, whereas Tiger is not. Yeah. And that wears on you.
That should be flip flopped.
Yeah,
Tiger
exactly.
should be in all the meetings, and Rory should be playing golf because he's 33 years
honestly,
old.
Honestly, they should just make Tiger commissioner. Get rid of Jay Monahan.
Maybe.
They might. Maybe. It might not be the worst idea, we'll see.
I mean, despite his kind of shady personal life, is there a more trusted or respected golfer out there than Tiger Woods?
No, honestly. Everybody still looks up to him. Yeah. All these guys on the tour, that was their hero,
that
and rightfully so.
But if you're starting every other union has players that are involved, but the president of the union is always somebody like Tony Clark in the MLB, right? A former player.
Right.
I think that's probably smart because there, it does seem like, I can't think of what else would be ringing fucking Rory McIlroy out like this.
But shouts to Matty Fitz, though. It is hilarious that, like, him and his British family, they had a timeshare and, like, as a kid would always go to this event in Hilton Head.
Yeah, I know the event.
Wait, they're from England?
Yeah,
and
so they would go to Hilton Head.
I mean, Hilton Head is a dope-ass golf course. You ever been there before?
Sure, but you're flying across the fucking pond to go to Hilton Head.
It's beautiful there. I love Hilton Head.
Go north of fucking Andrews, bro. What are you doing?
I used to go with my parents every summer, and I loved it. We would go for a week.
Literally the oldest golf course in the world. It's like right up there.
Nah.
The fuck are you doing? But everybody wants to get away.
Brother.
We're going on holiday.
Yeah, you got to get to the beach.
Why not go to fucking Miami or go out to Pebble Beach?
I like Hilton Head, dude.
I mean, it's nice, but I guess maybe... It's not as fucking crazy crowded as some of the other ones.
No.
Like, if you go to a major course, even Pinehurst, it's like there's always fucking jabronis running around up there.
Yeah.
So, technically, his second PGA Tour win, but he won the U.S. Open, so that's not really a PGA Tour event.
No, and let's face
it. So, really, his first PGA Tour win.
Yeah, but winning a major is more important.
Yeah, for sure.
So, yeah. Good for him. Mm-hmm. I lost a lot of money this weekend, but I broke even after the fight and all that shit, but... wasn't great.
You were close.
Oh, yeah.
Around the rim.
Second, dude. That's the second. It's the third time in the last 2 years I've picked somebody that's lost in a playoff, too. Bet Withers are against us, kids, on mybookie.com.
Same event, too,
make
right?
sure to... Yes, same exact event.
Because you had Cantlay last year, yeah.
Sure did. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles your first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Golf show will be up next this week. And all of Delco's picks will be made by ChatGPT. And looking forward to that. Go to iTunes, rate the show 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star, and you can walk away. And on Bob's face right now, you can tell the level of drunk he got this weekend. So proud of you for that one. For D'Anthony, D'Anthony Holloway, Delco, Dan, Hot Bob, Papa Giorgio, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Monday Morning Recap. Good morning, everyone.